Got Dave on with us right now. He farms in Minnesota. Dave, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Doing quite well. You know, when you think about balancing soil fertility, it changes a little bit when you're talking about no-till versus conventional till. How about in the strip till? What have you found that's worked? Are you putting a lot of your fertility right in that strip?
I put all my product right in the strip. I think of it as, you know, when you broadcast and then till it in, you maybe have a seed prep zone that's 2.5-3 inches deep. With the strip till machine, I have a zone that's about 6 inches wide and 9 inches deep. And it seems like if I were a corn seed, I'd like my roots to find their way into a nicely prepared zone 6 by 9 inches instead of just 2.5-3 inches deep.
Yeah, it certainly makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, my Soil Warrior machine does a great job of applying fertilizer, and I have found that I can, do soil tests, but then cut back on my total fertilizer program probably 25% with no yield impediment. So it seems to work well for me.
You know, one of the questions we get from a lot of farmers who haven't tried strip tillage before is, all right, so what is a farmer like Dave doing? Is he moving that strip around, or is he always farming that same strip every year?
No, I plant strip till corn, and then I use a no till drill to plant my beans the succeeding year. So I don't worry about moving the zone from one side to the other or down the middle, because by the second year, it's pretty well dissipated. But if I grow corn on corn, then I definitely do move into the centers of the old rows and set things up so I'm running down the centers.
You know, as you're doing those soybeans, do you notice any variability in the beans? Do you try to balance that fertility out, what you're doing in that zone where fertility is similar then all the way across the bean field?
Yeah, I will broadcast some P and some K and maybe some sulfur occasionally. And then the drill that I use does a pretty good job of stirring up the soil, maybe a half inch deep or so. And so I get some incorporation of a broadcast for beans. So my bean fertility is pretty good. And I don't depend on the leftovers from corn. I actually fertilize right on top of the corn stalks and then go right in with the drill and plant.
Yeah, I like the approach of fertilizing for each crop that you're going to do. I totally agree with you about that. That's our strategy, too, is to each year look at what we're going to put out there and try and put the fertility out to balance things out in the soil and also to feed that crop the most efficient way we can. You know, as you're looking at the strip till, Dave, are you making any changes going into this next year? Did you get a lot of that work done in the fall, or are you going to have to do it in the spring?
Well, I have done some extensive yield checking of fall strips with PK and some micronutrients, and then come back with a refresher pass in the spring with urea. And I have found that the extra trip is not worth the extra half a bushel per acre that I was getting. So I do it all in the spring.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, it's interesting. I like that to give growers like our own farm a little bit of encouragement that, yep, it can be done. And I know there are a lot of guys really nervous that, oh, man, I've always done it in the fall and I didn't get it done last year because we got too wet or the season was too short. And yeah, it still can be done and done well. Dave, thank you so much. We really appreciate hearing about what you're doing on the farm and good luck here going into the next season.
Well, thanks for the good show. We'll talk to you later.
You bet. Thanks.